Tonight, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will go head to head in their first debate before the 2024 election. While this is their first debate this year, both men took the stage together twice in 2020. We're joined now by Katrina Perry, BBC News chief presenter. She's in Atlanta. Katrina, this is a rematch of the election 4 years ago. Back then, the debate saw both men shouting over each other. What are the rules of engagement for tonight's debate?
It's going to be a little different this time, Keane, because there are rules put in place by CNN that they will be allowed to mute the microphones. Now, we saw some muting of microphones in the second debate in 2020, right at the beginning. But then after that, as people will remember, as you mentioned there, there was a lot of crosstalk and a lot of kind of shouting at each other and side remarks. This time round, the candidates are standing 8 foot apart at podiums on a big stage. So the microphone will be muted of the person, let's say, who's not in the spotlight. But they can continue talking and shouting at their opposite number, but the audience won't be able to hear it. So I think that's going to advantage Donald Trump, because he did come in for a lot of criticism for not looking presidential and so on when he kept talking over Joe Biden. If he does that this time around and Joe Biden is trying to give him, you know, smart remarks off the cuff or whatever, the audience is not going to know what Joe Biden is talking about, and he's going to be distracted from his message.
How have the candidates prepared for tonight?
Well, of course, this is the first time ever that we've seen a past and a current president debate each other. There's been that rematch in American history, but not in the time of modern television debates. So Joe Biden has taken the week off, essentially, if you can do that as US president. He's been at Camp David prepping. Donald Trump has been in Mar-a-Lago in Florida doing the same, although his campaign team are really playing down just how much prep he's been doing and criticizing Joe Biden for taking a week off being president. They both, of course, have been dry running the debates with colleagues standing in for their opposite number. Another one of the rules this time is they're not allowed to bring notes with them into the debate hall. So they'll need to know any statistics, any policies that they want to go into detail. They're going to have that in their head. And when you're running with basically two people who've been president, you have 2 4-year records or thereabouts to talk about. That's a lot of stuff to remember in your mind. So a lot of prep going on from both sides.
Immigration and inflation are key issues in this election. Do we know what topics they'll debate on?
We don't have a formal list of questions, as you'd appreciate, but those two issues will definitely be there, whether they're questions or they're brought up by the candidates. They're going to be looking both to score points off each other on those remarks. Donald Trump will seek to hammer Joe Biden, essentially, on immigration and what Donald Trump refers to as a swarming of the borders in this country. And Joe Biden will seek to talk about the great record that he has had in terms of turning the economy around here, although that is not landing at all with voters. So I think we'll hear him trying to kind of put that into more what they call here kitchen table issues. So what he's going to do to bring down the price of groceries in this country, which are absolutely extortionate in the supermarket, even though inflation is somewhat under control, the price of rent, the price of shopping, all of that. Foreign policy is not usually a big driver in US presidential elections, but it will be this year. Obviously, we have the situation in Ukraine and Israel. I think we can expect questions on that, particularly with the anti-Biden sentiment in Michigan over his handling of Gaza. That's a key battleground state that could win or lose in the election. But of course, we'll also hear about suitability, the age of Joe Biden and the character of Donald Trump.
What's more important in this debate? Because both candidates are trying to attract voters. Many voters are disillusioned and they say they just don't want to vote for either of the candidates. So what's more important here? Is it policy or personality?
It's a good point, Kenya, because we've heard a lot this time about the concept of the double haters, people that hate both candidates and, you know, who are they going to hold their nose for and vote anyway is kind of what way people are referring to it here. I think both are important. I think this debate is so far out from polling day, it's earlier than these debates ever usually are, that the impact it will have on how people vote in terms of policy issues is probably quite minimal. Voters, particularly in those battleground states, those in, you know, middle of the road voters, don't make up their minds until a couple of weeks out. So, you know, October, mid-October. But what they're both going to want to avoid here is an embarrassing viral moment. Neither of them is going to want something that's clippable and shareable and will, you know, live on the channels of social media, which is where this year's election is largely being fought. So they want to avoid that, whether that's a gaffe, whether that's being too low energy or too high energy, as the case may be. So they're the things that will really swing it.
Katrina Perry, thank you.